When the story's weak and the writing's bad, you know it's just for fix and giggles.
Hello, and welcome back to your favorite podcast, Just for Fix and Giggles. I'm Kat.
And I'm Gustav.
Hey, Gustav, how you doing?
Doing all right, man. Doing all right.
Okay. Just loving life.
Yeah. Living the dream, brother.
Hey. Heard and felt, dude.
How about you? How are you?
I'm fine, you know. Back in, not the docks myself, but back in North Carolina for the time being.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, so went from one shithole to another.
North Carolina's a little bit less of a shithole than... Florida.
Yeah. I mean, it's
I can tell your brother. I used to live there.
Hey, word. There's like a 10 degrees difference between the two states, so I'll take
for being, all our Canadian and Australian fans, that's like 5 degrees Celsius.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, nicely done, Gustav.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of course. All right, so let's get this show on the road, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
So for our first segment, we have mail time. I will do the jingle.
Go ahead.
Mail time.
Okay. Short, sweet, to the point.
Gotta get it out there. So for today's mail time, we have nothing.
Oh, no.
So yeah, we're recording so quickly these days. We don't have a lot of time to get
not enough turnover.
Yeah,
hasn't made its rounds yet.
We'll give it 5 months, and I'm sure we'll get another email.
Yeah.
So
patience,
that being said,
man, patience.
Yeah, it is a virtue, I've heard. But with that being said, please, for the love of God, email us. I'm fucking begging at this point.
Please give us your comments, your thoughts. Seriously, like, even if you're just like, I like this episode, do another one like this. Like, that stuff's fine. We would appreciate that.
Yeah. Or Rex, you know, we'll take recommendations.
Yeah, especially me. I always have trouble choosing a fandom.
Yeah, so when there's a long pause between recording, you can assume it's because Gustav doesn't know what to fucking read.
I don't know what to search for.
I don't know, man. The ones that you do have been picking have been pretty far.
Yeah, I just, like, it'll finally dawn on me. I'm like, oh, I should do that one. But it always takes me, it always takes me forever to think of something. Although, I do have a couple on
we
the...
We have
on
you to...
The,
oh.
I do have a couple in the docket that I'm like, I'm ready to whip
Ooh,
out.
Ooh, okay. Okay. Oh my. Well, you did find 305 Unreal social skills, so, you know, we can't
I take
be mad
for that.
You,
you know what? I take credit for that.
Yeah,
that was
my
me.
Favorite fucking thing to do, honestly. Yeah. Okay, so that's the end of mail time. And so now for everyone's favorite segment, we have...
Tied for first.
Muppet time! Yeah, tied for first. Yeah, so Muppet time! So, you ready to see the Muppet of the episode?
Yeah.
Sent.
All right. Oh, okay. Well, I definitely know this one.
Who is it, Gustav?
So on screen we have Elmo. He's in a little sleeping bag, I think.
He is sleeping bag. We'll come back to the sleeping bag of it all later.
Okay.
So for those of you who don't know Elmo,
who may not know.
who may not know? He's a red, furry monster who lives on Sesame Street. He is a self-described 3.5 years old. And almost always refers to himself in the third person.
That's right, yeah.
So he lives in an apartment with his mother, May, and his father, Louie.
Okay, I thought you were just going to stop that he lives in an apartment. I was like, damn, how's this... What's the rent on Sesame Street? Can I move there?
Oh, word. Oh, yeah. He lives in an apartment by himself, 3.5 years old.
He's fine.
What can I say? So he has a pet goldfish named Dorothy and a pet dog named Tango... who was introduced in 2021.
Nice.
Yeah, he seems chill. According to a Q&A video, his favorite food is wasabi. That's why he normally has no eyelids. So,
all right.
You know. Whatever, man.
Sure. He's an adventurous 3.5-year-old.
And honestly, I don't think it's safe to eat that at that age, but, you know, whatever. So, in 2000, Elmo told Donnie and Marie Osmond that his mother and father tell him to never, quote, hate, end quote, any food. But he makes an exception for Brussels sprouts.
That's fair.
I think he's a loser for that.
Actually, yeah, you know what? Brussels sprouts are overhated, bro.
I love Brussels.
Overhated.
Heard, brother. Say it one more time.
Overhated. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, we here at Just for Fixing Giggles podcast like to take the stance that Brussels sprouts are pretty good.
That should be the new slogan for the podcast.
Shut up. Okay, yeah. We'll work it in. We'll re-edit our past podcast to have it in there somewhere.
Brussels sprouts? Pretty good, man.
Pretty good, man. So, according to episode 2384, Elmo was also known to dine on chili dogs as a baby.
What the fuck?
Whatever.
All right, man. To each their own, I guess.
Yeah. So I'm going to read the Sesame Workshop bio of Elmo.
Okay.
It repeats some other things, but I think it's a nice little bio. Elmo is 3.5-year-old red monster with a high-pitched voice and a contagious giggle. Enthusiastic, friendly, and cheerful. He always wants to be part of everything that goes on. However, like most preschoolers, he sometimes doesn't have the skills or knowledge to do what he wants. What a bozo. But that never stops him because he has a very positive, optimistic view of himself and life. Elmo's best friends are Zoe and Abby, and also his pet goldfish, Dorothy. Elmo loves eating his favorite food, wasabi. He also loves riding on his tricycle and being tickled.
Of course.
Yeah. So that's Elmo. All right. So why don't you rate him? What do you rate him?
I give Elmo... I mean, Elmo's such a classic character. It's almost like trying to say, like, what do you rate Kermit the Frog?
I rate Kermit 10 out of 10.
Well, yeah, for sure. But in that same vein, I think Elmo's at least a 9. I could even say 10.
Oh my god, really?
He's like iconic, man, you know? Like, he's like...
Okay.
Do you have beef with Elmo?
I mean, yeah, I'm Team Larry David. I loved when he was swinging on that motherfucker.
Oh, that was funny.
Dude, when that dropped, I FaceTimed everyone in my life and asked and showed them the video.
I remember that.
And then asked if they were Team Larry or Team Elmo. My favorite is when Larry was swinging on Elmo's father and missed him by a mile. It was so good. So you rate him 10 out... You are doing 10 out of 10?
I'll say 9. I'll say 9 out of 10.
Yeah, okay, reasonable 9. All right, well, I'm giving him, like, a 7.
Wow. All right, controversial.
I mean, I'm not ashamed.
That's fine. That's fine. I still own my 1 of the monkey.
I own that shit. Okay. All right. Well, salmonella. Whatever. Fuck you. Okay. Well, with that, why don't you
Oh yeah. Let me try to guess.
Do you have like any guesses for our episode?
I
will say. Okay. Let me give you a hint. Don't focus on Elmo as much as you are focusing on the fact that he is in a
sleeping bag.
Sleeping,
yeah, I was gonna ask. I was like, does this have something to do with, is it something with camping?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. I have a guess. Is it Camp Rock?
No. Oh my god. But I bet they have wonderful fanfics.
It's probably good ones, actually. You're like, let me write that down. Jot that down for later.
Yeah. Put that in the docket.
Okay. Is it?
But no.
There's no way it's SpongeBob.
No.
Okay.
But do you want like another hint?
Yeah, give me one more hint.
It is a television show.
Okay, TV show. Is camping like the main theme of it?
It's not really a theme as much as it is like this is where it's taking place.
Okay. Shit, what the fuck?
And it is also a cartoon.
Total Drama?
Yes! Oh my god, good job, Gustav.
All right, let's go. My follow-up guess was, if it wasn't that, I was going to be like, okay, I've had 2. I was like, which one would Kat choose? I was between Total Drama and Camp Lazlo, that Cartoon Network show.
Ooh, deep cut. Yeah. Deep cut. I loved Camp Lazlo.
Yeah, that was a pretty good show. I only watched it every now and then, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, when it was on, I wouldn't change the channel.
It was pretty funny.
But yeah, oh my god.
Total Drama, let's go.
But yeah, I wanted to pick something that was Canadian because I want to honor your roots.
my newly planted roots.
Hey, you know, God bless.
Yeah.
As long as you're there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I also, okay, I'll send you the first fanfic that we're going to read, and then I'll like talk a little bit about it.
Okay.
Because it's going to be a different format.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you give us the title?
All right. So this is called Choose Your Adventure, Island by Laliumt.
Yeah.
Laliumt. I
don't know. Yeah, Laliumt. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
So when I was looking at Total Drama Island, or TDI, fan fictions, I found that a lot of them were this format.
Okay.
But it's not necessarily, like, you and I are not going to be selecting, like, who we're playing as.
Yeah, yeah.
Full disclosure, there's only 2 chapters at the moment.
I see, yeah.
And what they did is they, in this first one, as you will see, it's like the auditions.
Yeah, yeah, I see that.
The author lists out a bunch of different characters, and then the people in the comments voted.
Oh,
and then
they took
based off of that. So, I don't know. I just thought it was fun, and I thought some of the dialogue I would like to hear you read.
Okay, sure.
So, with that, why don't you take it away?
All right. So this is Choose Your Adventure Island by Laliumt. And the summary says, are you ready to compete in Canada's new reality TV show, Total Drama, hosted by one and only Chris McLean? Then pick one of our
McLean. Sorry, McLean?
Is it, I don't know, is it pronounced differently than that? Is it McLean?
Bestie. Yes, it's McLean.
Okay, sorry, I didn't know. I forgot. I haven't watched that show in forever, man.
I think you mean sorry.
Yeah, sorry, bud. I haven't watched the show in forever, so. Sorry, okay. Chris McLean, my bad. Then pick one of 4 playable characters, each with their own advantages and disadvantages, and show everyone just how much you can last. Here on Choose Your Adventure Island. And they say, notes, English is not my main language, so if I make any grammatical mistakes, I am incredibly sorry. I will try my best not to make any, I promise.
All right, no worries, man. Oh, also, I think it would be fun if we, like, vote on who we want.
And then see what happens in the comments.
Who gets picked.
Okay, word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is very U-coded, by the way.
Excuse me?
This is very, like, it kind of combines, well, obviously it's Total Drama, but then, like, it's kind of got, like, this, like, what would we do if we went on Survivor kind of thing.
Listen.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, it's just funny. I'm just like, oh, Kat, yeah, this totally fits Kat's vibe.
This was like a big show for my family.
Oh, okay.
Or really? By that, I mean like me and my brother, it was like Survivor. Like, we fucking love Survivor in my family. My brother, not as much, i.e. he doesn't watch it anymore and hasn't for years, but for me, my mom, and my dad, oh my god, we love Survivor. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know this.
Yeah, I do.
But
yeah,
for everyone that's listening. Yeah. Shoddy watches every season. Throwback to forcing you to watch it with me in the CD lounge, and you got invested.
It was fun. It was just like, now I don't anymore because it's like, we can't really watch it. It was just, I had fun watching it with you because your commentary was gold.
It's a good social show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good social show.
Okay, all right, let's just give this a go.
Yeah, take it away.
All right. Chapter 1, Prologue, The Auditions. 2 middle-aged men were sitting in the office of HRS, watching with boredom the auditions of different teenagers wanting to participate in Canada's new reality show, Total Drama, hosted by Chris McLean. Are we done yet? I want to go home already, Ethan, one of the 2 men, asked angrily. Chill out, bud. We have 4 more and we're done, said Greg, already putting the next cassette in. Ooh, cassette tapes.
Bro. I love that they said cassette. I love that so much. This is me coded, I guess.
Yeah. You're like, oh my god, VHS and everything. Yeah. Audition number 1, start. The audition starts in what seems to be a hotel room. A young, feminine man sits on a queen-size bed with his legs crossed. I guess, like a bitch.
Don't be offensive.
How? Okay. All right. Oh, okay. I guess, is he supposed to be like kind of fruity? Is that his voice?
Gustav.
I'm just saying. Not
say that.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. All right. He is supposed to be.
Right. It is Pride Month.
Right. I'm just asking because I'm just like trying. I don't want to. Okay. All right. Fair warning.
Yes, he's a stereotypical gay person.
All right. So, all right. I just want to issue an apology to the entire LGBTQ plus community right now for the voice I'm about to do for this.
I will let you know if we accept.
Okay. Hello, you production freaks. I'm Cashin, but please call me either Cass or Cassie, okay? As he talks, the kid doesn't... Is that okay?
Sure. If I get canceled, I'm not involved in this.
You're like, I can't control what's in his brain, all right? It's not my fault.
We always have to have a straight token person as a podcast host. And I'm afraid that's you in this situation.
Fair enough. I accept that. This is on my hands.
Please continue.
As he talks.
I won't use this as the TikTok promo.
Yeah, good. Don't, please. As he talks, okay. The kid doesn't even bother looking at the camera, more interested in inspecting his long pink nails. The boy could easily be mistaken for a girl, as he wears a pastel purple short skirt and a pink cardigan with a cute teddy bear face on it. Okay, queen. The makeup on his face isn't doing him any favors either. Anyways, oh. I want to join this shit show because my parents kicked me out. They kicked me out about 4 months ago when I decided to finally start being myself. Despite what he's saying,
I don't like that.
The pigtailed boy doesn't seem affected at all by what his parents did to him. He abruptly gets to his feet, his two pigtails bouncing a little as he got up. Well, it doesn't matter. I should be talking about why you should pick me, not about my crybaby backstory. He starts to pull at his pigtails as he looked at the ground with a frown on his face. His sour mood is completely gone, and he looks back at the camera with a little smirk. I am a great manipulator, and I can be a two-faced bitch if I need to. He shrugs with indifference. I swear I'll bring so much drama that you guys will start to get sick of me. The young boy suddenly starts laughing like a maniac. And have you seen how I look? If I'm picked, surely there will be a ton of controversy with the public. If you guys want a contestant who is unpredictable and dangerous, then pick me. As the short boy moves to the end, As the short boy moves to end the recording, he mumbles under his breath, "I hope I'll get to meet a handsome guy on this fuck ass show." Audition number one. End.
He sounds iconic. I like.
Yeah, I like him. When the tape comes to an end, Ethan lets out a disgusted noise. Oh my god!
Do not say it. All right. Do not say it.
All right. Ugh. Are we really letting F words.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Participate in reality shows now? Didn't your wife leave you to be with a woman? Is that why you hate homosexuals so much? The other man decides to mock him, annoyed by his colleague's comment. You know what? Respect. Does the other guy have a name? Greg? Word. Clown on this man. Clown on this man right now.
Yeah, get his
get
ass.
Get his ass.
Get Ethan.
You mother. The widower. Oh, shit. That's not the right word.
No, it's fine. I prefer.
The widower, Jesus, doesn't get to end his sentence since Greg rapidly puts the next cassette in, not wanting to hear the other man's horrible voice anymore. Audition number two, start. Unlike the last audition, this one shows an open field and Saskatchewan, and at last, a massive guy comes into view.
Okay.
What's up? I'm William, and I want to join this reality TV show of yours. The muscular guy gives the camera a big grin after moving his sweaty, dirty blonde hair from his... Yeah, this is like average Saskatchewan man. From his eyes. To be honest, I don't really care about the money. I only want to show the world what a great leader I am. He puts his big hands on his hips and smiles proudly. Ever since I was little, I always took the role of the leader, and I will continue to do so, since I was born for such a position. The big guys keeps smiling at the camera, but eventually his smile turns into a scowl. There were times when my team lost, yes, but that's only because those fucking losers did not listen to me. As he keeps talking, the tall teen loses his cool, only to then chuckle awkwardly. So, you should totally pick me, because whatever team I'll be on, it will be the winning one. After that, he swiftly ended the tape. Audition number two. end.
I bet you like him. You feel seen by him, I bet.
No, I don't really fuck with this guy.
Okay. Don't
listen. as a new Canadian, I will tell you, I do not fuck. I do not fuck with Saskatchewanians. You heard it here.
I'll take your word for it.
You heard it here
first. You heard it here first. Just for Fixing Google's podcast, loves Brussels sprouts, can't
hates
stand
Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Huh. That guy seems to have some anger issues. Oh, sorry. That guy seems to have some anger issues. I wonder, Greg mutters, bringing his hand to his chin while thinking about William's outburst. Shut the fuck up and start the next one already, eh? Ethan huffs, still annoyed at the other man for his comment about his marriage. Without having anything to argue, Greg starts the second-to-last audition. Audition number 3, start. The video shows a plump girl, careful, on a beanbag, sitting cross-legged and showing a wide smile to the camera.
Hi!
Thank you for looking out for me, Gustav.
My name is Sophia, and I would really, really, really like to be a contestant on Total Drama. The big girl... Jeez, take it easy, bud. The big girl squeaks happily while shaking from excitement. I would be a good player because, like, I'm the best friend anyone could ask for. I'm loyal, protective, and I have a lot of love to give. As she talks, the girl stands up and begins hopping in place. Her big breasts bounce up and down every time she jumps. I'm also a very positive person. Nothing can really make me angry. As soon as she said those words, she stops jumping in place, and there's a sad frown on her face. The only things that really annoys me is when people underestimate me. The fat girl, oh my god, starts playing with her long hair. Jesus, man. He's got his whole bag.
Didn't find this part.
Yeah. Like, people don't realize that I'm smart only because of my bubbly personality. I could be a total evil bitch if I wanted to. She stays silent for a moment, before looking at the camera with a worried expression on her face, and putting both of her hands on her chest. That doesn't mean I want to be. If you give me a chance, I will try my best to win without hurting anyone, I promise. Oh, it seems time is almost up. The girl mentions, slightly sad she doesn't have much more time to speak. That is, until she suddenly runs to the camera and gives it a big hug, her face pressed against the camera lens. Anyway, pick me, you won't regret it. After saying that, the recording stops. Audition number 3, end. This one was interesting, said Greg, not sure how to deal with the girl's exuberant personality. Yeah, no kidding. Surprisingly, Ethan agrees with him. Well, this time he is the one to start the last audition. Audition number 4, start. The scene open, showing a small desk at which a green-haired girl sits at, arranging some papers while mumbling under her breath. When she notices the camera started rolling, the sickly pale girl starts to lose her composure. Shit, started already? She mumbles, not really know how to act in front of a camera. My name is Iris, and I'm an artist. She tries to smile, but it just ends up being a crooked and unnerving one. Fuck, I knew this was a mistake. After saying that, the awkward girl ends the recording, barely saying anything aside from introducing herself. Audition number 4, end. Ah, poor girl, she seems so awkward, Greg says sympathetically, truly feeling bad for the young woman. Who gives a shit? Let's just choose 24 campers and leave already. From the tone of his voice, it's clear that Ethan doesn't want to stay in that office anymore. Decision point number 1. Decision point. No number. As who do you wish to play as? Okay, so like we get to choose like... Okay, I guess... this is where we vote, right?
Yeah, we don't really need to read.
Okay.
So full disclosure, what's after this is just like descriptions. But we don't need to read
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah.
We can just skip that.
Wait, I kind of want to read these. These are funny.
Okay, well then why don't you read them and then we'll
okay,
vote.
I'll skip all like the like basic stuff. I just want to read like the like the bottom part here.
Yeah.
Okay, so first we have Cassian. So Cassian is a Romanian young man who moved to Canada with his parents when he was 12 and started to dress not too long ago. His parents did not want
was
a gay...
Was naked at first?
Yeah, he was, whoa. All right, Canada, freaky.
Hey.
His parents did not want a gay son, so they kicked him out. He doesn't seem to care, but his past is darker than you can ever imagine. Advantages. His advantages are seduction. being two-faced, but his disadvantages are being sadistic and he's lustful.
Ooh.
Then we have Iris.
Lesbian.
And she's Vietnamese. All right. Iris is an awkward and antisocial girl. Her only friend is her spider, which she named Hoppy. Even if she wants to make friends, it's not easy for her, She was homeschooled since she was 5 years old by her parents. Yeah, she's a fucking freak.
Whoa.
I'm kidding.
Respect people with colored hair and pronouns.
Her advantages are she's an analyzer and that she's humble. And
slow.
But her disadvantages are that she's gloomy and she could be hostile. Uh-oh.
Okay.
All right, then we have William.
Bisexual.
American.
It's no!
Well, that makes sense because you were doing like a California accent.
Yeah, I was trying to do like a little bit of a thick Canadian accent. But yeah, it's like a little bit. I'll switch to a more California bro.
You already doing it, brother.
I know I was already doing it, but I was trying to emphasize like my oots and boots, you know.
Oh, sure.
And throwing like an A and a bud, you know, some Canadian slang.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud. Yeah. I thought he was like a hockey player at first. That's why I thought it was the...
No, that makes sense.
No, he's a football player. Okay, got it. All right. William is a big, buff, and intimidating guy, but he has a heart of gold. He's been team captain once when he played football with his friends when he was 6. That was long ago, man. He's like 10 years ago. Like a fucking decade ago. Jeez. All right. And people always told him what a good leader he is. Since then, he has been a little obsessed with leading and winning. He can be very intimidating if his team loses. His advantages are being a social butterfly and that he is strong. His disadvantage is that he's competitive, maybe overly competitive, and that he could be a sore loser. And then lastly, we have Sophia, the underestimated.
Pansexual
Norwegian. Okay.
Slay.
Sophia is cheerful, positive, and bubbly young woman. Despite what others say about her, she is highly intelligent to quite a scary degree. She wants nothing more than to make new friends. But is that really the truth? Her advantages are her intelligence and her positivity. Her disadvantage is that she's a bit of a people pleaser. She's a nice girl. And that she can be clingy. Alright.
Okay. So, before we look at the comments, who are you going to vote for?
Can we only choose one?
Yeah, choose
okay.
one. Well, you can pick and I'll pick.
Okay. I like... between Cashin and Iris, personally.
Yeah, I'm with the two homos myself, too. But I think Cass would be a fun...
Yeah, he'd be fun to watch.
Yeah, or read...
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you read the comments and see what people are saying?
Let's see what we got. Comments. Let's see. I don't remember which. Like people are saying letters. Okay. A is Cashin. B is Iris. C Sophia. D William. Okay. So first person says Ivory Antlers says C. I just think she's neat. So that's Sophia. Okay. Someone else says Iris. Iris. Cashin. Cashin again. That's two for Cashin, one for Iris, two for Iris.
It looks like Cass is gonna win.
Sophia again.
I like Fico. A, he seems pretty messy. I mean, everyone except Sophie is messy, and might as well have a gay villain.
Right on, Ficho. I'm with you, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think most people are saying Cass, so I think it's gonna
be
Cass. Yeah.
We are Team Cass, baby. Peace and love. Cat and Gustav.
Oh shit, this is also a new one. I just realized all these dates are from like last week.
Yeah.
So it's hot off the presses again.
Yeah.
This may be another mini-sode series that we keep up with.
Oh, you know what? I won't say no.
Okay. So let's read the next chapter.
Chapter 2, baby.
All right. Chapter 2. Episode 1 and 2. Not so cappy hampers. I was about to fucking read.
Ooh.
Not so happy campers. Part 1, I'm guessing. Notes. It seems Cashin has caught your attention. With 5 votes, he is the protagonist for this season. So the total votes were Cashin 5, Iris 2, Sophia 2, William 0. Yeah. Fuck that American bitch. Okay. Right now, you were on a yacht. Quite an ugly one. Sorry, quite a ugly one in your opinion. As you wait to arrive at your destination. When you recorded your audition for this pathetic show, you were sure they would choose you. You are ready to show them that they have made the correct choice by picking you. I don't want to jinx myself, but I have a feeling this competition will be quite easy for me. When you see the island in the distance, you prepare your sickly sweet act, knowing very well that it would fool all of those idiots.
Wait, can I be Chris?
Yeah, yeah, do it. Do your best Chris okay. McClane impression.
Okay. Campers, this is Cassian.
Nice.
Thanks.
You hear Chris's odious voice as the boat arrives at the dock. That's exactly the voice I was going to do, by the way. I was going to go, campers, this is Cassian.
Ooh.
You accept help from the wannabe host. And after, this bitch can read a bitch down. And after you do so, you decide to give him a big hug, which the host gladly accepts. Chris, it's so nice to meet you. You are so much more attractive in real life. And ooh, this time, I'm not even lying. For a fossil, he looks good. After releasing his hold on you, Chris gives you a wink. Thanks, sweetheart. Oh, you go ahead. You want to read Chris?
I'm sorry. Sorry.
I forgot.
Apologize. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Thanks, sweetheart. It's my skincare routine.
Yeah, it's totally not the Botox. You wink back. You clearly don't believe him, but chose to entertain him anyway. Sure. After saying that, you walk away from the host, and when you are close to the group, you start to analyze your adversaries. Mm-hmm. So I was right. With such opponents, winning will definitely be easy. But I must admit, there are a lot of attractive guys here.
Mm.
You stand next to an ugly short girl. Damn.
Oh.
And as soon as he, notices your presence, she starts talking to you. Whoops. Introducing herself cheerfully. Hi, Cashin. I'm Beth. I hope we'll become. I hope we'll become friends. I swear, if she spits on me one more time, I will rip her fucking braces off and shove them up her ass.
Oh, Jesus.
Nice to meet you, Beth. Yes. Don't worry, I'm sure we'll be very good friends. Despite your disgust staying in her presence, you know you have to act friendly with her. Especially since she looks like a perfect slave for you to use. Damn.
Oh, God.
The farm girl is elated by your response. As she starts... Oh, maybe she should be Southern. As she starts talking to you as you are best friends. As you listen to your, quote, new friend talk, you ignore the campers that arrive after you, at least until a handsome guy steps onto the dock.
Ooh.
It's quite hard for you to ignore him, especially since all the girls and an obese boy.
Damn. Oh.
Take it easy, man. Seem enamored by him
Owen?
Already. Yeah, is that Owen? Owen back. Owen's back.
Oh, God, I wish. I hope.
Bunch of horny bitches. He's not even that attractive. Cashin, isn't Justin so handsome? Do you think I have a chance with him? The dwarf asks you shyly.
<There's>... Jesus.
Blushing like crazy while looking at the eye candy. She's not serious, right? At least now I know she's as delusional as she is ugly.
Oh my God.
Not wanting to say your true thoughts, good. You just shrug. He's not really my type. You don't answer her second question, for obvious reasons. Hearing your words, Beth gasps, shocked and confused by your answer. Really? Then who is your type? You start looking at the guys, your eyes landing on a boy dressed in a red tracksuit. You realize by his attire that he's a jock. Exactly your type.
It's like Trey.
Yeah. Yeah. Cashin? While you're busy, undress the guy with your eyes. You once again hear the wannabe's voice. You don't get to respond since a loud, shrill scream cuts you off. When you look in the direction of the scream, you see a tall, fat girl, Jesus, on top, waving at you.
God, this is me. Oh my God.
You all and shaking like crazy. Why is this fat bitch shaking like crazy? Does she have a fucking vibrator inside her or something? My God. That's you.
Everyone, this is Sophia.
After Chris introduces her, the girl comes running at you all.
Hello, everyone. I can't wait to become friends with you all, she says cheerfully,
while holding her hands together and looking like she might pass out at any moment. My God. You are weirded out by the girl. You don't understand if this is her real self or if she's putting on an act just like you. Although you have to admit, if she's really acting, she's a pretty good actress. You don't have much time to think about it, since you see the last boat in the distance with a ginger girl on board.
Hey, everyone. Izzy.
Hi, Chris. Hi.
While waving at the host, the girl trips when she tries to getting off the boat, falling down and smashing her chin on the dock before falling into the water. The guy you were previously checking out cringes for a second, seeing that embarrassing scene, only to then bring his hand to his mouth and chuckle. Oh, that was bad. You two let out a sadistic giggle.
It was amusing. That's what it was.
Out of all people, Courtney is the only one who runs up to Izzy to help Izzy.
Guys, how could you be so horrible? She could be seriously hurt. She scolds the two of you before helping the fallen girl back onto the pier. That felt so... good. The girl's words intrigue you. You wonder if she is a masochist. Part of you hopes she is, because you are sure you would have lots of fun with her since she's into pain. Oh my god. Oh. Except for hitting my chin, this is summer camp? That is so cool. Do you have paper mache here? Are we having lunch soon? Ugh, so she's a crazy bitch then. Not a masochist, but who knows. Maybe with some luck she's both. That is a good call, Owen agrees with the redhead. You are not really surprised he's thinking of food, considering how big he is.
Not slay. You'll eat soon enough, but first things first, we need a group photo for the promos. Everyone, on the end of the dock.
Following Chris's orders, you and the rest move towards the end of the dock as a host jumps on the boat. Your original plan is to stick close to the one of the hunks, but like a cosmic joke, Beth drags you with her, forcing you to sit down between her and Ezekiel. Uh-huh. Actually, I forget what Beth sounds like. Is she Southern? I don't remember. She's supposed to be like a farm girl.
She can be now.
Okay, all right. Come on, Cashin. We should take the picture together, she says happily, not noticing your foul mood. Great, so I'm stuck between these two farm pigs. Jesus. You let out a little sigh of annoyance. You try at least to smile, since there is no way you will look horrible in that photo because of your bad sitting place. Your smile ends up fading away when the garden gnome suddenly embraces you. You don't get the chance to tell her off because you hear a big black girl far away from you complain. Come on, man. My face is starting to freeze. As if it's not bad. I'm not going to do a fucking, like, accent.
God, no.
As if it's not bad enough.
There isn't one.
I didn't think so, but I thought she was like a sassy, stereotypical black girl.
Oh, like the stereotypical?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
LaShana. I don't remember her having one, yeah.
Do you like LaShana Ball?
I do. Oh, she was one of my favorite characters.
You know LaShana Ball?
Yeah.
LaShana Ball.
Yeah, the drag queen, right?
Wait, what? No, wait. LaShana Ball.
Is that the character's name? I thought you were mentioning somebody else.
No, LaShana Ball, baby.
Oh, you sent me a picture?
Yeah.
Oh. LaShana Ball. Oh, I forgot about that.
How could you forget LaShana Ball?
I forgot that was her name.
That's not her name.
I know that's not her last name, but I forgot about that meme. Yeah, I forgot about that meme. Okay, sorry. Sorry.
Please continue.
Okay, where was I? Okay.
As it's not
bad enough that you will be seen hugged by Beth, it seems like Chris has some problems with the camera and its memory.
Got it. Okay. Everyone say, Wawanakwa.
Wawanakwa. Ah! One moment you're on the pier, the next one you're in the water. This shitty camp is in worse condition than you thought. I already regret coming here.
Okay, guys. Dry off and meet at the campfire, Pete and Teen.
Chris says, unbothered by the accident. You swear you saw him take some pictures of your fall. After drying off, or at least trying to, you go to the meeting place. You are not even surprised to see an ugly-looking campfire pit. Not wanting to waste any more time, you immediately decide to sit on one of the stumps in the front, starting to get the water out of your pigtails. As you do that, though, you notice Jeff staring at you. When your eyes meet his, you throw him a wink with a cheeky little smile on your face. The party guy, noticing your gesture, hurriedly looks away, red in the face. Aw, poor baby. Has he never received any attention from a guy before? Soon, Chris 2 arrives at the meeting spot. Chris 2? There's two of them? Standing in front of you with a smile on his face, ready to explain the rules
of the
game.
Fucking asshole. This is Camp Wawanakwa, your home. For this summer, the campers sitting around you will be your cabin mates, your competition, and maybe even your friends. You dig?
Friends? With these morons? What a stupid jest. Sorry.
Jest! Yeah, let's go.
You see Sophia next to you, nodding happily at the man's words.
Sorry, take my job, it's fine.
Sorry.
I know I put myself into this, but...
I thought it was part of... I didn't see the quotes.
No, it's not LaShana Ball. The camper who manages to stay on Total Drama Island the longest without getting voted off will win 100... $100,000? Is that why there's a period?
Yeah,
it's
supposed to be a comma. Yeah.
$100,000.
I expected much more than that. At least that's still enough for me to live comfortably.
Excuse me? What will the sleeping arrangements be? Because I'd like to request a bunk under her, a punk boy asked, pointing at the tall Asian girl next to him. She obviously doesn't appreciate his words, and neither do you. Disgusting pervert.
Get it.
They're not co-ed, are they? You can easily hear the discomfort in her voice.
No, girls get one side of each cabin, dudes get the other.
Chris explains, which makes the Asian girl let out a sigh of relief. A blonde girl asks an utterly idiotic question, and the two twins start talking about how they can't be separated, so you decide to ignore everyone else and file your nails. You only stop when you hear Chris talk again, after clapping his hands to get everyone's attention.
Okay, campers, here's the deal. We're gonna split you into two teams. If I call your name out, go stand over there. Gwen, Trent, Heather, Sophia, Cody, Lindsay, Beth, Katie, Owen, Lashana Ball, Justin, and Noah. From this moment on, you are officially known as the Screaming Gophers.
Yeah, I'm a gopher! Woohoo! While Owen and the rest of the Screaming Gophers walk away from the rest of you, the rest of you who have yet to be called, you see Beth come to you with a sad expression on her face. You don't say anything, you just take her hands in yours and give her a small smile and a nod. The short girl, understanding what you mean to say, gives you a quick hug before joining her team. Of course my number one possible pet is not on my team. This is so unfair.
The rest of you over here. Geoff, Bridget, DJ, Cassian, Tyler, Sadie, Izzy, Courtney, Ezekiel, Duncan, Eva, and Harold. Move!
You walk with your teammates and notice some satisfaction that most of the attractive guys are on your team.
Yes, I may not have Beth, but I'm absolutely sure I can manipulate these guys. Most of them look like total idiots anyway.
Damn. You guys will officially be known as the Killer Bass.
Chris throws to your Harold your team banter, a red one with an angry-looking buzz on it. After catching it, Harold starts talking as if he's in a trance.
It's awesome. It's like amazing.
All right, campers. You and your team will be on camera in all public areas during this competition.
Confessionals. Chris.
You'll be able to share your innermost thoughts on tape with video diaries anytime you want. Let the audience at home know what you're really thinking, or just get it off your chest.
Gwen.
Shut up, bitch.
Okay, so far, this sucks. Cashin, this is not what I was expecting, to tell the truth, but oh well, it doesn't matter much. I am still confident I can crush my competition, and cannot wait to do so.
Lindsay, she is facing away from the camera.
I don't get it. Where's the camera guy?
Sophia,
this is so exciting. I already love my team.
I'm sure we will all be the best of friends.
Owen,
hey everyone, check this out. I have something important to say.
He farts and laughs. That's Owen Cody.
Should I do a fart noise?
Sure. Okay.
That probably clicked the shit out.
No, I can actually hear it, so I don't think you did.
Oh, slay. Okay, continue. All right, any questions?
Not even a second passes before Chris starts talking again.
Cool, let's find your cabins.
After the host shows you the cabins, you don't waste a second to move towards the male side of your team's cabin. You're the first one to enter. The rest of the guys soon follow you. Seeing that no one is saying anything, you want to take care of your luggage. That was your plan anyway, but you stop as soon as you hear Ezekiel talk.
I don't get it, eh? Why is a girl staying with us? The farm boy asked, confused, scratching under his beanie.
He was obviously talking
fucking
about you.
Idiot.
What did this stupid oaf just say?
You turn around to face him, glaring at him with your hands on your hips.
For your information, you dirty pig, I am a boy.
you say, annoyed.
Yeah.
You would have liked to destroy him on the spot, but you refrain yourself. You know well you need to keep your act in order if you want to win. Ezekiel doesn't seem to like the way you spoke to him. He opens his mouth wanting to say something, but before he can say anything, he is stopped by Harold. The ginger elbows him and shakes his head a little. That makes the peasant close his mouth.
Yeah.
After that, yeah. After that interaction, another, yeah, he's probably another fucking asshole from Saskatchewan. After that interaction between you and Ezekiel, the guys start to unpack their bags, not wanting to follow Ezekiel's example and say something that would offend you. Luckily for him, the nerd stopped them from talking. If he didn't, I don't know what I would have done to that inbred-looking piece of shit. Ugh, oh it doesn't God. Matter now. I should start thinking about with whom I will share the bunk then. You start to observe the guys one by one. Alright, the first one is DJ. He doesn't seem stupid, just naive and trusting. He also looks sweet. I am sure I can talk him to him without lashing out. The next one is Duncan. Ugh. I hadn't forgotten how creepy he was towards Heather at the campfire. But if he's acting like a dog in heat, maybe I can use that to my advantage. As much as I hate to admit it, even if Ezekiel annoyed me, he is stupid and manipulable, just like Beth. He would make a great pet, but I don't know how much I can handle being in his company before I lose my mind, though. Harold is clearly a nerd. I hate nerds. They deserve the worst punishment there is in this world. Jesus. But I guess he helped me by shutting that ugly monkey up. Ugh, I hate being grateful. I could share the bunk with him. I doubt anyone would want to anyway. Excluding Ezekiel, maybe. Jeff is a total himbo. Geoff is a total himbo. He was so flustered when I winked at him. Maybe he isn't as straight as he thought. Sharing the bunk bed with him would guarantee me I would get to see more of his cute reactions. Mm-hmm. The last one is Tyler? Was that his name? I'm not so sure. What I am sure of is that he's a complete jock. I won't even try to lie to myself. He's hot. Very hot. I would love to get much closer with a guy like him. Who should I choose? Decision point. With whom will Cashin share the bunk bed? DJ, Duncan, Ezekiel, Geoff, Harold, or Tyler?
I want Geoff, dude. Let's do Geoff.
Yeah, I feel like Cashin's shallow enough to go for the himbo.
Okay. D, Geoff, please, we are begging.
All right, so the commenters say... so we got DJ, Tyler. Steal Tyler from Lindsay. and then we say Tyler. So I was reading the whole comment to see what they chose.
You're good.
Next person says Tyler. Poor fellow, they say, let's bunk with Tyler. Poor fellow always gets cucked in the stories. Time to switch it around and cuck Lindsay for once.
Nah, we gotta do Geoff, dude.
Next person also says Tyler. D, what's D?
Geoff.
Geoff, okay, we got one Geoff.
okay, Tyler. I'm commenting D, Geoff, please. We are begging. I want him. I need him. Peace and love, Cat and Gusto. Or do you disagree?
No, it's good. Yeah. Let's go with Geoff.
Cool. Because I already commented.
Yeah. Too late to change your mind. All right. So.
All right. So what do you rate this?
I like this. This is fun. I mean, I hope it continues because it's fun. I can't wait to see what shenanigans Cashin gets into. I think that'll be interesting.
Honestly, same.
So keep it right, well, keep two, it up. What's that?
Lunt? What was it? Lumpy or something?
Lallyumpt. Yeah.
Lallyumpt. Slay. I give it a 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I'll give it an 8 out of 10 too. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
I have two more fixed. They're both short.
Okay,
though.
Okay. Alright, is this one Lashana Ball?
Fuck no, bitch. joke's on me. I should have looked for Lashana Ball fanfictions.
I could have sworn, like when you said that, I was like, is that a drag queen's name? I feel like I've heard that one before.
It does sound like a drag queen, like a Rue girl.
Yeah. Okay, so this one is called The BBB by I'm Outside Your Window. Oh.
Ooh.
So this one, the summary reads,
The BBQ gods decide who lives, who dies, and who gets grilled. A total drama and survivor-based game show all about barbecues. Oh, that sounds fun. The prize, a brand new grill. Contestants from all across the multiverse will compete to see who is the true grill master. There can only be one, and everyone's got their eyes on the prize. Each day, contestants will be forced to tackle a brand new challenge on the grill, including romance, betrayal, and death. This new reality show coming the scene will be sure to have all of it. Updates every Thursday.
Damn.
The notes say, me and my friend spent a lot of time on this introduction. Hope you enjoy. See the end of the work in my notes. Chapter 1. Introducing the victims. Contestants.
Should I be Chris again?
Yeah, you can be Chris again.
We're coming at you from Camp Barbacoa.
Chris adjusts the camera, stepping further back to reveal the scenery. The pine trees towered over Chris, the light breeze swaying the branches. Behind him was a large wooden sign that read the camp's name.
My name is Chris McLean. I'm your host for this new reality show called BBB.
Multiple voices call out name in tandem.
We have gathered 16 lucky contestants from all across the multiverse to compete in various barbecue challenges to win the prize of a new grill. Don't ask how we manage that, or you will end up on the wrong side of my legal team.
Chris adjusts the frame to show a beautiful, shiny black grill.
Now, introducing our judges.
Three figures slowly appear in frame.
Drew Gooden.
Chris turned to a man with silky brown hair and baby blue eyes. The man awkwardly rubbed his neck. It's, Danny. My name's Danny Gonzalez.
yeah, whatever.
Chris waved off his answer and turned to the next judge. That's fucking funny.
Our second judge is Joe Biden.
Uh-huh. Did somebody say my name?
A crinkly old man pops up. He looks like an old crunched up newspaper and not in the good way.
Oh my god.
He looks about 60, and he's older than that, and way too old to be here.
Yes, Joe. Don't worry. You're safe.
Chris consoled the old fart.
Ah, yes.
Chris turns to the camera and whispers.
I'll wait, dude.
Sorry.
He doesn't know that he's here. He's supposed to be in the White House, but he,
What was that? The white what?
Oh, sorry. He's supposed to be in the White House.
Thank you.
But he, let me lead him here. Yeah, of course, sorry.
Chris clears his throat and turns to the last judge.
Please keep me honest. Our third and final judge is Gordon Ramsay.
The camera pans to a man who looks like if Draco Malfoy was a 48-year-old crack addict. His skin was tomato-colored and looks like he was just shouting at someone.
I'm here to see if these people really know how to barbecue. The blonde speaks up and stares at the camera.
Well, I guess that's the cue for you to meet our lucky contestants. Our first contestant can't hold a job to save her life, but he may be better at holding a tongs. Our favorite ginger, Rhodey Lamori. Did I say that right? Who knows?
A man with wild ginger hair steps off the boat. His demeanor is reminiscent of a puppy. Practically skipping, he moves over to his place on the dock.
Our next contestant is all sunshine and rainbows, welcoming Sayori.
A young woman with light brown hair and green eyes steps off. Her hair is neatly tied in a bow, and her skirt is seamed to perfection.
Actually, my name is Monica.
Monica?
Chris looks down at the sheet in his hands.
You're not on the list.
I'm Sayori's replacement, Monica chirps. She had some stuff to do. Sorry she left you all hanging. Oh my god. Chris looks what? Back at the... if you know, you know. Chris looks back at the sheet.
Okay. I suppose it's not against the rules. Alright, welcome our second contestant, Monica. What's your last name?
Monica ignores his last question and ignores his question and glides over to her spot next to Rhodey.
Well, all right. Our next contestant is no stranger to the game. You know him and love him. Welcoming Owen.
A young man who looks about 300 pounds overweight runs up and hugs Chris.
It's great to be back!
Owen looks around.
I miss this place!
Chris clears his throat and pushes Owen off of him.
Owen, this is not the same place, and this is not the same show. This show is BBB. They are very different.
Owen tilts his head and stares at Chris in confusion.
Whatever you say, man.
Owen turns and walks to his place. The board creaks with every step he takes. His shirt is covered in an array of different stains. My God.
Well, our next contestant knows his way with heat. Our favorite bad boy, Zuko.
A boy with dark black hair and a scar across his face steps out.
Bad boy.
Zuko mumbles and makes his way to his spot.
Alright. Our next contestant is as curvy as our prize. Introducing Heather C.
Who is
Heather
this?
Chandler from Heather's?
Oh, okay. Alright.
Jeez, okay, bitch.
a woman with long blonde hair tied in a red ribbon walks out. Heather C., that's the best you could do, Chrissy? Chris gets flustered and covers his face. Heather smirks at him and joins the other contestants. Chris clears the embarrassment from his face. From his face.
Our next contestant is known for her silence. Our goddess, Queen Komi Shoko.
A young woman with long purple hair steps off. Her eyes match her locks. Her demeanor is very closed off as she looks at Chris. She was just staring at him. That's you.
I'm going to assume that's me.
Yeah.
Now the next contestant.
Komi gives out a small eep and shuffles to her spot. Eep. Chris lets out a sigh of relief that continues.
This next young lady literally has the world on her shoulders. Our very own wise girl, Annabeth Chase.
A young woman from Percy Jackson.
Whatever, bitch. I don't care.
A young woman takes a step up.
Hello, my name is Annabeth, and I intend to win this competition. Good day, she states, taking charge of the situation. She commandingly walks to her spot.
What do any of these people know about cooking? Well, all right. Our next contestant is known for her long locks that got chopped off. Oh! Our next contestant knows her way around pans. Princess Rapunzel.
A woman with short brown hair leaps off the boat.
Chris, it's so nice to finally meet you. Rapunzel enthusiastically shakes Chris's hand.
Chris gives a wild grin and shakes her hand back.
Same to you.
Rapunzel gives a sunshine smile and saunters over.
Our next contestant is... Who the fuck is this kid? Oh, well. Our next contestant has had frostbite in the past. You don't know him, and you surely don't love him. Augustine.
A young man with short brown hair steps off. Hands shoved in his pocket, he steps past Chris. Okay, who is this? Who's this character?
I don't fucking... Augustine... Frostbite? Ew! Sorry, a bunch of frostbite pimples came up. I don't know. OC? Question mark? Whatever. We'll sound off in the comments. We will sound off in the comments.
Wait. Let me look for the name. Augustine Orlov. Open like a new tab.
This is, I'm sure, very exciting for everyone.
I just want to know. I just want to know, like, what the... Elevator Hitch.
The fuck is that?
I don't know, dude. That's like the apparently well, I mean, the...
I'm here from.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just don't know what voice to do, so... It seems like it's kind of a punk.
Make him... Okay, yeah.
I gotta find where I was. Sorry.
Who the fuck is it? August,
oh, yeah, yeah,
a young man with short hair.
Yeah, steps off. Hands shoved in his pockets. He stepped past Chris.
Not again. Oh, well. I did sign up this.
Clearing his throat, Chris looks to the next incoming boat.
Oh, bro, let's fucking go. Next is our one and only pet. We couldn't get him on here. We have Garfield's owner, John Arbuckle.
A man in a blue shirt walks off the boat.
Let's fucking go, dude.
Real nice introduction, Chris, John says, staring at the man in question.
Dude, that's so John Arbuckle's voice, dude. Look, I had to write all these introductions myself. The people who used to write for me all died in my past challenges. Weaklings, I tell ya.
John stares blankly at Chris, then walks to his spot.
contestant number 11, a real-life superhero, Bruce Wayne.
I am Batman.
A mysterious dark figure appears and disappears in the blink of an eye.
That dude. Anyway, our next contestant with a fear of rulers, you know him as Glam.
Hello. A man with unruly blonde hair and many piercings appears.
Ah! Where did you... Welcome?
Hello. Glam repeats with a smile on his face. The man slowly walks over to his spot.
God, how many fucking more... I mean... Our next contestant is known for being a rich boy with rich boy money. You know him as Drew, insert last name.
I hope you fall in a hole and die, Chris. The boy walks right past Chris into his spot, real romantic-like.
You brat!
Chris takes a deep breath and takes another look at it. Sorry, and takes another look at his paper.
Our next contestant is known for his shitty puns and questionable father. Adrian the Fragrance?
I don't know who the hell these characters are, man.
It's okay. There are OCs now. Just do it.
Oh my god. Okay. I just don't know what voice to
give them. Oh, French.
Oh god. Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's Adrian Agreste.
Yeah. Adrian Agreste. A blonde boy with big green eyes steps out. He practically radiates sunshine. Yeah.
I don't know French, man.
You're Canadian, bud. No, that's accurate. Most Canadians don't know French.
I got both.
It's all right. I can't expect you to know it. Adrian gives a sunshine smile and saunters to his spot.
It's all right. Our next contestant has been to jail multiple times. He has murdered people in cold blood, but is still walking the street. Aaron Yeager is his name.
A young man with dark hair and green eyes steps off.
You said there would be Titans here. Did you lie to me, old man?
Aaron grips the collar of Chris's shirt. Chris, for his part, seems unfazed.
Oh, unfazed, sorry. Figured you need a break.
Chris takes Aaron's hand and releases it from the hold on his shirt. Aaron huffs and walks to the other contestants.
Our next contestant is an 11-year-old boy? After last time, I didn't think we'd have another one. Oh, well, let's introduce Lincoln Loud.
A boy with short white hair waves and moves to his place on the dock.
That was easy.
Chris gives a tired sigh as his eyes move back to his paper.
Okay. Oh, fuck, thank God. Our final guest is a hired mercenary, but the only thing he's killing is the grill. Welcome, Jeremy.
Scout! The name's Scout. Now, listen up, Chuckle Nuts.
He jogs over to his spot. His dog tags dangling from his neck. Chris huffs out a laugh.
Call yourself whatever you want, man.
Looking at all the contestants, Chris speaks up again.
Now that's everyone here.
Let's decide the teams. Comments say...
left you. Read the notes.
Oh, yeah, the notes. Yeah. Sorry, that's what I meant to say. The notes say, left you on a cliffhanger, huh? Sorry, I got tired. Well, we will update this every Thursday, so don't feel down. Make sure to subscribe so you get updated whenever a new chapter comes out. Stay. All right, comments say. OC Writing Trash says, if Annabeth doesn't win, I'll widowly tweak.
Oh. Ooh.
Author reply says, LMAO. Carly05 says, OMG, I love this concept. I can't wait to see how Zuko, Annabeth, Rapunzel, Monica, and Augustine, I don't know, all interact with each other and the judges. And the barbecue challenges. Count me in for this ride. Also, can we talk about how the fact that Joe Biden and Gordon Ramsay are judges? So random, but I love it. This is going to be so good, I can already tell. And author replies, thank you so much for this comment. What's funny is that me and my friend came up with this idea while making cookies. No idea where that came from. LMAO. As for the characters, we have many plans set up for them. That's what some of the tags are for.
Shall we leave a comment?
And then they have like a little emoticon. It's like a frowning smile, like a hee hee hee. Yeah, let's leave a comment.
Alright. We here at the Just for Fix and Giggles podcast want to say we fully support Mr. John Arbuckle, and in fact, plan on rigging the BBB challenges in his favor.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Can't goose though. It's end. All right, what do you rate it, man?
Well, since this is kind of just an introduction, I am interested to see where the hell it goes. So many characters.
Yeah, dude, I kind of fuck this one, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I like all the different... Why is...
I don't know who half these people are, but I love it.
Why is Danny Gonzalez there?
Because he's Slay.
Another Canadian king, let's go.
Well, what do you rate it, though, dude? Out of 10, what do you rate it?
Yeah. I give it... I think I'm also gonna hang around the 8 for now. We'll see.
I give it an 8, too. I would say 9, but there was no Lashana Ball.
True,
so...
yeah, no Lashana Ball.
Yeah, whatever. All right, so here's our last fiction. It's really short.
I
think this would be a nice.
Sorry,
nice
I'm still just boggling at all these references. They're so random.
I know.
It's like Percy Jackson.
Dude, I love it, dude.
Yeah, The Loud House, like the most random Nickelodeon cartoon. two different animes in a game.
I feel like somebody told me The Loud House was like. Good the other day.
It's actually not bad. I have seen a couple episodes.
I know. Was it Jake? I feel like maybe Jake told me that. Shout out to Jake, podcast. Yep. Or maybe he did it. I don't know, but I saw a commercial for it like on TV the other day with my mom, and she was like, oh god, don't is this what TV is for kids these days? Do they think we're stupid? And she got really into it, man.
It's like it's but for like, kids.
How can you hate it? Fucking in the live action version, I saw Arwen from The Suite Life.
Nice.
Shout out to the lost episode Suite Life on deck. Anyways, let's read this last one.
Lost episode to never to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, fucking
never
delete
be continued.
It, dude.
Yeah.
That shit will never see the light of day.
Okay. So this one's called "Hey, I Need You to Start My Drawing" by Cloudy Days.
Good name. Almost as good as Constant Stream.
It's no 305 Unreal, but...
It's no 305 Unreal, dude. Nothing will ever be 305 fucking Unreal.
The summary says, Cody is an artist, and he's experiencing art block. Been there, my friend. Tyler is just being silly. I don't know how to make summaries SMH. Also, this is a shit post, so this is badly written. Nice. Good.
Prepare for a 10
out
of 10. Yeah,
let's go, yeah.
Prepping myself.
Notes. I need more coddler tags, so I'm going to make shit drabbers.
Codler.
Because codler tags. Oh, I get it. Yeah, because... So I'm going to make shit
Come on, man.
Drabbles because I need more codler in my life. See the end of the work for more notes. Ooh.
Oh, we will. Can't wait.
Okay. Cody was in class, and he needed to do work. But the teacher was gone for 2 months, so the class could do whatever they wanted. And Cody wanted to draw.
She okay?
Yeah. Cody sat in his desk with his sketchbook open in front of him. He looked at his blank canvas, frozen in thought. He sat still with his back hunched forward. Good artist pose. Good form. He stared angrily at the smudged paper full of erase marks, lines, and guidelines. He couldn't think of a good idea of what to draw. He doesn't know why. Everywhere he looked in his class was so full of many colors, objects, and people to draw, but nothing clicked within him. He drew a circle, looked at it.
The Shana Ball, dude!
Looked at it intensely and erased it. He was getting more burnt out the more he looked at the fucking piece of paper. He almost ripped the paper out of frustration. But, quote, good things take time, quote. Nah, fuck that. He needed this to be good, but go damn art block.
Thank you for censoring.
Thank
you, Cloudy Days.
Cody looked at the wrinkled paper in frustration, but didn't know someone was looking too. Tyler watched from a distance as he watched Cody mess up, trying not to laugh at him. He shifted his seat closer to see what Cody was doing. As mentioned before, the paper had a bunch of erase marks and scribbles, and Tyler noticed. Tyler stared until he got an idea, a terribly awful idea. He was going to draw something on Cody's paper with a pen.
Oh!
Author's note, fucking bitch.
Word.
Tyler, now with a pen in hand, inched his seat closer to Cody's. He peered over Cody's desk, now completely next to him. Did Cody notice? No, he didn't. He was too busy being angry that he didn't see Tyler sitting next to him.
Tyler grabbed a pen that was on his desk. I thought he already had a pen in hand. And he dragged the pen across.
He needed a new one.
He needed two. Double wielding. and he dragged the pen across Cody's paper, making a small doodle on his paper. Cody turned his head towards Tyler, and he looked so pissed. Tyler just smiled. Tyler finally realized that Cody was angry, and he scooted his chair back. Cody looked at Cody. Sorry.
Cody. Skibbity. Skibbity, Miss Ohio. You got me saying that now after fucking...
I'm so sorry.
That's fine, dude.
Sorry I brought that on you.
I feel my brain getting bigger.
You mean rotting.
No, it's growing, dude.
My horizons are expanding. Cody looked at Tyler's doodle on paper, and he was growing pissed. Cody was about to throw it away, but then he saw a vision. He saw something about the doodle, and his creativity was finally kicking in. He grabbed his pencil and started to draw again, but with the doodle in mind. Minutes flew by, and Cody grew more confident in his drawing. His easer, was no longer needed.
His weezer.
Just his creativity and his pencil. After a few more minutes, Cody finished. He stared at the paper, and he was shocked to see an amazing drawing. He was very impressed at what he had made, and he wanted to keep it safe. He opened his backpack and put the drawing inside a folder. He sat at his desk looking at nothing until the last bell rang. He was more than ready to go home. As soon as Cody stepped out of his school, he saw Tyler. He wanted to run to him, but he couldn't. Why? Because that shit's embarrassing as fuck, man.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Cody walked home, and his mind just kept jumping back to Tyler. Not because of the doodle. Tyler was just popping in his mind. Cody thought it was just hatred, and he ignored it. But Tyler still lingered in his head. Before he knew it, he was home. Okay, I thought he was already at home. I was like, wait, what? Cody entered his house. His dad passed out on the couch. He sighed and walked past him. Cody walked towards his room, and he took out the drawing. He took the drawing out. He flopped himself on his bed, and he stared at the drawing. He stared again until Tyler came into his mind. He was getting more pissed as he kept thinking of Tyler, and his big, stupid, dumb smile, his ugly headband, his cool brown hair, and his gorgeous brown eyes. Am I in love? And then the end notes say, I know this is badly written, but to be fair, it's been over a year since I wrote fanfics.
Nah, dude, I fucking love it.
It's not bad. Not bad.
There's no comments right now.
Until now.
What did I say? Drew a circle? Lashana Ball mention. I'm gonna say that.
Yeah, you should. That's good.
Drew Circle, Lashana Ball, Mention, Peace and Love, Cat and Goose Dog. So, what'd you think, man?
Pretty good. I wish they had continued it, to be honest. I want to see where this would go.
Oh, yeah, this was about half a year ago.
Yeah. They could continue it still.
Yeah, hey, maybe our comment will
pull
them from the trenches or whatever the fuck.
Maybe they're having art block and they just need our little doodle. Of Lashana Ball.
Yeah. Whoa, okay, well, they wrote another fan fiction back in January that also seems to be Codler, so, you know, maybe they're still active.
All right, just not the same.
Here's to hoping, yeah. Dude.
All right, well, but I give it, I think I'll give it like a 6.5, maybe a 7. It's decent.
Yeah, I'll give it 7. It's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
That's what matters. Especially because there seems to be Lashana Ball in it. So.
Yeah. That's an extra. Extra point there already.
Extra oomph.
Yeah.
But. So this was our Total Drama Island episode.
Woo!
Woo! Applause! Yeah.
The crowd goes wild.
Yeah! with that. I just want to say thank you for listening.
Please write in reminder, for the love of God.
Yeah, reminder. Yeah. Please, for the love of God, write in.
We are begging you.
How about a question for the fans or the haters listening? What are your thoughts on Lashana Ball? do you like her? Do you love her? Why don't you
hate her?
Why don't you Why don't you write in and let us know what you think of the Shauna ball?
Here's
and
a thought. Here's a thought.
a funny little idea. What if you, I don't know, wrote in about the Shauna ball?
Give us your opinions. Sound off in the emails.
Yeah, round out, baby, round out. But yeah, thanks for listening. So our email, since we're on that topic, our email is fixandgiggles@gmail.com. And we also have a TikTok and an Instagram that we post on sometimes. And that is also @fixandgiggles. So with that, Gustav, do you have like anything you want to say?
Saskatchewan sucks.
Oh. Okay.
And one more time. One more time for the people in the back. Saskatchewan sucks. I've never been there. Why would I want to go? Yeah, okay.
Well, I guess then I'll say that Brussels sprouts are pretty good.
Yeah, they are. Overhated.
Overhated, dude. Well, on that note,
we'll see you next time. Bye.
Slay.